Thanks for listening to the Folk Show here on WPSU HD3 State College and WPSX HD3 Kane, an outreach service of Penn State. Boy Named Sue, Shel Silverstein's song, famously performed by Johnny Cash, introduces our next hour on Father's Day.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that bad.
So as I said, the next hour is going to be a special edition for Father's Day, about fathers. We just heard a humorous take about a father-son relationship, and we'll hear a variety of those kinds of songs, serious and some not so serious. But anyway, we'll start off with a wonderful song for Father's Day called Father's Day by Jonathan Bird.
It was Father's Day the last time I saw him alive. He was living up in Rockwell with his third wife. We took him to the Outback, cause that was the place. He could eat a steak and still watch the race. And he thought Richard Petty walked 2 inches off the ground. And I thought that that was dumb back then, but I don't now. So man needs a hero, and he was mine. I couldn't see it then, but some things take time. If I could sing this song for him today, he'd say, son, did you ever learn Amazing Grace? As he could never give a compliment, but I'd tell him that I loved him anyway. And I'd say, Happy Father's Day. He had a lot of bad habits, and I get that from him. He smoked Salem by the carton, and they did him in. I can't help but think about those 4 heart attacks every time I see a pack, and I wish it held me back. And I remember him so drunk that he couldn't see, but he never laid a blind and angry hand on me. And he died in South Carolina, where he'd paid his way to rebuild a stranger's home after a hurricane. If I could sing this song for him today, he'd say, son, did you ever learn Amazing Grace? He could never give a compliment, but I'd tell him that I loved him anyway. And I'd say, Happy Father's Day. But 2 Father's Days ago, I went to see him. It was me and my brother in a cold mausoleum. And we took 2 chairs and 2 guitars and spent the day. And you can bet I played Amazing Grace. If I could sing this song for him today, he'd say, son, did you ever learn Amazing Grace? And I'd say, yes, sir, and I'd sing it, and I'd tell him that I missed him every day. And by the way, Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Richard Gray. Happy Father's Day.
Takes his lunch. Somebody's gonna get it tonight. The work, the work, and just the work in life. Cause it's the work, and just the work in life.
Thought I'd sleep in for a minute or two. I was home from work with nothing to do. When three little boys climbed in my bed. Well, they were making plans when the little one said, "It's Daddy's day off, yahoo, it's Daddy's day off. He's got nothing to do. It's Daddy's day off, he's finally free to spend a little time with my brothers and me." They said, "What's for breakfast? Can you tie my shoe? Would you put another band-aid on my boo-boo? Or won't you be a giant in a puppet show? You know, I think it's time for a video." It's Daddy's day off, yahoo, it's Daddy's day off. He's got nothing to do. It's Daddy's day off, he's finally free to spend a little time with my brothers and me. Yeah. Now the note said, "Honey, would you fold the clothes? The toilet's running and the lawn needs mowed. Well, if I didn't know better, I swear that I have been putting in a little bit overtime." Yeah, it's Daddy's day off, yahoo, it's Daddy's day off. He's got nothing to do. It's Daddy's day off, he's finally free to spend a little time with my brothers and me. It's Daddy's day off, yahoo, it's Daddy's day off. He's got nothing to do. It's Daddy's day off, he's finally free to spend a little time with my brothers and me. It's Daddy's day off, it's Daddy's day off, it's Daddy's day off, it's Daddy's day off. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope you don't mind if I take the car to the office for little R&R.
My old man, he had a rounder soul. He'd hear an old freight train that he'd have to roll. He said he'd been blessed with a gypsy bone, and that's the reason I guess that he'd been cursed to roam. He came through town back before the war. Didn't even know what it was he was looking for. He carried a tattered bag for his violin. It's full of lots of songs, all the places he'd ever been. He talked real easy, he had a smiling way. He could pass along to you when his fiddle plays. He's making people drop their cares and woes to hum out aloud the tunes that his fiddle bowed. The people there began to join that sound, and everyone in town was laughing and singing, dancing round. Like the fiddler's tunes were all they heard that night, as if some dream said that all the world is right. fiddler's eye, he caught a lady there. She had that rolling, flowing, dangling kind of hair. He played for her as if she danced alone. He played his favorite songs, the ones he called his own. She alone was dancing in the room. The only thing left moving to the fiddle tune. Played until she was the last to go. He stopped and packed his case and said he'd take her home. And all the nights that passed, a child was born. And all the years that passed, their love would keep them warm. And all their lives they shared, dream come true, all because she danced so well the fiddle tune. At the train next morning, she blew a lonesome sound, as if she sang the blues of what she took from town. And all that I recall said when I was young was no one else could play or sing the songs he sung.
My Old Man by Jerry Jeff Walker. Before that was Daddy's Day Off by Major Ordained, the State College area duo of Joel Blunk and Phil Spangler. Before that was Bruce Springsteen with Factory from his album Darkness on the Edge of Town. And we started things off with Father's Day by Jonathan Bird. You're listening to a special edition here on the Folk Show for Father's Day. In this next set, we are going to hear Desperado's Waiting for a Train. It's not about a father, but it's about a father figure. And in particular, it always reminded me, whenever I hear the song, reminds me of my Uncle Jim, who was very influential for me growing up. We're going to actually hear Guy Clark do an intro from his album Keepers, and then we'll actually hear the song from Nancy Griffith's album Other Voices 2, A Trip Back to Bountiful. So here's Desperado's Waiting for a Train.
It's a song about a man who was kind of like my grandfather. Actually, he was my grandmother's boyfriend, is what he was. A wildcatter out in West Texas, and that means you drill oil wells just for the hell of it. You know, it doesn't really matter if you get anything. It's the sport of it. Anyway, he's a guy that taught me how to whittle and spit and cuss and drive a car and sit up straight.
And I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit in the kitchen and he'd cry and run his fingers through 70 years of living. Wonder, Lord, has every well I drilled gone dry? We were friends,
Me and this old man like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train.
Well, he's a drifter and a driller of oil wells and an old school man of the world. He taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives was like some old western movie,
like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him
to Bar Cow, the Green Frog Cafe.
There was old man with beer guts and domino,
lying about the last while they played.
And I was just a kid, they all called me sidekick, like desperados waiting for a train, just like desperados waiting for a train.
One day I looked up and he was pushing 80. There was brown tobacco stains all down his chin.
Well, to me he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer and playing moaning 42,
like a desperado waiting for a train, like a desperado waiting for a train. And then the day before he died, I went to see him, and I was grown and he was almost gone. So we just closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen and sang another verse to that old song. Come on, Jack, the son of a bitch is coming. We're like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
One is short, one is thin, and one is stout. In the morning when they wake, only one's breakfast can I make. One dances and knows how many squares hopscotch ought to have. One goes wah, 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 wah. Anything much, I guess she lives on air and sun and noodles. One's beginning to learn that the milk is over there, inside of that shirt, beneath the blue eyes of the woman I love. I'm a man who's rich in daughters, and if by some wild chance I get rich in money, like say another 2,000 a year, or even 1,000 a year, I'm gonna look into having some more daughters. One night we were driving home in the truck, and I was sad cause I was busted and disgusted. And she looked out the window and said, Dad, the moon is coming home with us. She said, Dad, the moon is coming home with us. I'm a man who's rich in daughters, and if by some wild chance I get rich in money, like another 2,000 a year, or even 1,000 a year, I'm gonna look into having some more daughters.
Close your eyes and feel the wind blow softly. Let it take you away to a time of yesteryear. Hear the voices drift through the shadows as they whisper the sound of music in your ears. Grandpa dances through life on the wings of a song with his music and heart. He passes along memories so dear. He's filled my own soul, and I look back on life. I've come to know everything comes in stages. Time goes on and we turn the pages. Fill the books each with our own story. Every passing moment adds to the glory of our years. Bedtime stories as he tucked me in tight, singing songs that would send me safely through the night. Foreign cities and railroad cars, with his songs we could travel afar, singing far sounding names far away over the sea. And the Chattanooga choo-choo still chugging along as the girl with the golden earrings singing her song on the piano. He's playing the piano. Melodies sweet and fair, I can hear them hanging in the air. They're still the same, three or four, nothing more, but it's like a thousand to me. Rather hear those same three. Top it all off with a moat and a flag and pretend we're rulers of all the land. Splashing through puddles, seeking out the biggest. He taps a tune and I try to guess what it is. Now these days have been swept up by the wind. Ah, but then how time to stand on end. Everything comes in stages. Time goes on and we turn the pages. Fill the books each with our own story. Every passing moment adds to the glory of our years. Everything
That was Granddaddy's Song by Cody Hoag. Before that was Greg Brown with Daughters from his album The Iowa Waltz. And we start things off with Guy Clark, Nancy Griffith, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and a bunch of people, Jerry Jeff Walker, and several others doing Guy Clark's Desperados Waiting for a Train. Thanks for listening to the Folk Show here in WPSU 3. We're doing a special edition here for Fathers on Father's Day. We'll start off this next set with Steve Goodman, My Old Man.
Well, we have it's a song for my father. His name was Joseph Goodman. He lived in Chicago. He was an automobile salesman. Good gig. He used to have to go down to Sharkskin Alley. That's what they call the automobile agency. More double knit suits there per square inch than anywhere else in the world, too. Long time. I miss the old man tonight, and I wish that he was here with me, with his corny jokes and his cheap cigars. He could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature upon this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, for the U.S. Army Air Corps in his C-47 with a heavy load of combat cargo for the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he went home and married Mom. And it wasn't long after that, he was my old man. And oh, the fights that we had when my brother and I got him mad. He'd get all boiled up and he'd start to shout. And I knew what was coming, so I tuned him out. And now the old man's gone. I would give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. And I miss the old man tonight. And I can almost see his face. He was always trying to watch his weight. He only made it to 58. For the first time since he died. Late last night I cried. I wondered when I was gonna do that for my old man. Thanks for letting me sing that, folks. That was nice of you. Appreciate it.
This next song I wrote for our young one, who isn't quite so young anymore. Last night I was dancing with my daughter, slowly turning round until she fell asleep. And I held her close and we danced a little longer. And her hair fell and softly brushed against my cheek. She didn't stir as I tucked her blankets tight around her, and I prayed the Lord above her soul to keep. Yeah, last night I was dancing with my daughter, thinking about present, past, and future memories. Be forever, she has eyes for me only. Right now we're lost, laugh, wrapped in each other's arms. This night she's sad or tired or scared and says, Daddy, hold me. Times I know better, still I fall for all her charms. There'll come a day she knows I don't have all the answers. Come a day she sees her dad is just a man. There's only one thing I owe my tiny dancer, and that's to try and be the man she thinks I am. Sound of pigtail, toothless laughter. Be turning round to see a young woman about to bloom. And then I'll turn around one day and my partner's danced away, 'cause she's found so many other things to do. Turn around, I'll be walking down that aisle beside her. Might be the proudest man you meet that day. The little hand that used to reach out for me to guide her. Be the hand I squeeze when I give the bride away. Yes, and her day it will be grand come the evening. Just the two of us alone out on the floor. Well, that night I'll be dancing with my daughter like we've done a thousand times before. Today it's May, tomorrow mid-November, and we'll be wondering what happened to time. So tonight you'll find us dancing together, just my little girl. Thanks a lot, folks.
I was born in Cape Breton. I was born by the sea. By the Seal Island Bridge and Sweet Boulder Tree. And by 8:17 there was nothing for me. So I headed for Thorold, washed up on the beach. And I slept in the jungle, lived hard, took a fall. Till I found myself standing at the SIU hall. And with nothing to stay for, no kids and no wife, I sang on that morning for the rest of my life. My back, it was strong and that strength never failed. Up the Detroit River on the Ferndale I sailed. And now I am married to the woman I love. She's a gift I was given from heaven above. And I call every morning and I call every night. She's all I ever wanted, the love of my life. And now in the evening when we talk on the phone, she says, I love you, darling, when you're coming back home. And tonight down the line I hear my boy say, he says, Daddy, I miss you more every day. But when I hear your voice, then I feel alright. He says, I love you, Daddy, good luck and good night. And now in the evening when we talk on the phone, he says, I love you, Daddy, when you're coming back home. I was born in Cape Breton. I was born by the sea, by the Seal Island Bridge and Sweet Boulder Tree.
The Ballad of Bowser McRae by David Francie. Before that was Dancing with My Daughter by Doug Irwin, recorded here at the WPSU studios a couple years ago for the Acoustic Brew 20th anniversary concert. And we start things off with Steve Goodman, My Old Man, from his album Live Wire. Thanks for listening to the Folk Show here on WPSU HD3. We've got one more set in this special edition to honor fathers for Father's Day. As you noticed, a lot of songs about fathers are missing fathers who have passed away. And it's kind of a theme for several songs in this set. We're going to hear Rod Picott's Milkweed about his father. And then we're going to hear Patty Griffin doing Go Wherever You Want to Go, which is a song she wrote for her father at his passing. And then we're going to hear Verlin Thompson doing Guy Clark's song, Randall Knife, about his father. So start off with Rod Picott with Milkweed.
Thank you. You can go wherever you wanna go. Go wherever you wanna go. Fly up to the moon and say hello now. You can go wherever you wanna go. You don't ever have to go to war no more. You never have to go to war no more. Wear them boots or swim that icy shore now. You don't ever have to go to war no more.
That just reminded me, I was supposed to do another one I said I would do later. This is a song that Guy wrote for his, well, as he says, on the occasion of his father's death. My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. My father was a good man, a lawyer by his trade, and only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost took his thumb off when he took it for a tool. You see, the knife was made for darker things, and you could not bend the rules. And he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. And I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one.
and he put it in a bottom drawer without a hard word won. And there it slept, and there it stayed for 20 some odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. I'd cried for every lesser thing, whiskey, pain, and beauty, but he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea, we poured them off the stern. We threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. When we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch, I want the thing he's haunted. See, my hand burned for that Randall knife there in the bottom drawer, and I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. I was born and raised in my father's house, can catching rain in the kitchen. He said a good song never comes to those who chase, it comes to those who listen. So I'd listen to him. Waking up in the middle of the night, I know we thought we were sleeping. And with an old melody and a guitar in hand, somewhere between dreaming and weeping, sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. I grew up quick in my father's house. Mama, she gave him no daughters. Just look in the eye of a woman in need to be free of a love grown harder. So she hit the road in a Galaxy Ford, the one that my daddy had bought her. And she crossed the tracks and she never looked back. She was humming a song he had taught her. Sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. There was this big black trunk in my father's house where he kept the ledgers he'd write in. So I broke into it before I moved out to see if I could find out more about him. And there were letters written, never sent to my mom, but it's a wonder it never killed him. And there was lines and songs and poetry, damn near as good as Hank Williams. Sing a walk on the wild side, lasts a lifetime with me.
That was Daryl Scott with My Father's House. Before that, Verlin Thompson with Randall Knife. Before that, Patty Griffin, Go Wherever You Want to Go. And we start things off with Rod Picott, Milkweed. Well, I hope you enjoyed the special edition for Father's Day. On Father's, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, especially my own. We have one last song here in the set, which actually I'm going to do for Juneteenth. It's Buy Myself Some Freedom by Otis and Cassie Taylor. Thanks for listening.
Down to a department store, buy myself some freedom. Wish I could go down to a department store, buy myself some freedom.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy.
Freedom. you want to hear one of Chris Smither's songs from his many albums, you have lots of options. If you want to hear him solo in an intimate concert recorded just 2 weeks ago in New Freedom, Pennsylvania, there's only one choice, right here on WPSU-FM.
Just when things were looking up, the outlook ain't so good.
Tune in Tuesday night at 7 for the Folk Show Roadshow with Chris Smither, live from the Wagon Shed Concert Series.
WPSU 3 State College HD Public Radio.